You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Welcome to Undisputed Live from Los Angeles. Happy Friday, everybody. I'm Jen Hale, here, of course, with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp. Good morning, gentlemen.
Welcome back, Jen. How are you?
I bet you next Friday you won't have that chain on. Because something's going to happen Sunday. You're going to take that off next week.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah.
You want to bet me?
Yeah.
A thousand cases no, of diet new, I don't
it,
wear this.
You would do it just no. because.
Well,
you,
okay, that's fine.
But I want you to have the energy on Monday.
By the way, I got great energy today because I want to wish Lil Wayne a happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
I also want to wish him condolences for last night and his Packers. Yeah. And we're about to talk about that. How are you?
I'm good. I good. Know what. You know what? Remember later in the show, I said, you know what? Too much hyperbole, Skip. I said, Skip, you're doing too much. I should pick the Eagles. I told you.
Oh, so now you're actually trying to second guess your own pick?
No. Oh, he's the greatest quarterback ever. So, he's the best quarterback ever seen.
You are the biggest revisionist history buff I've ever heard. Because every day I was going to do this and I thought about doing that and I was actually making the case. You picked the Packers. Period. End of story.
All you had to do was say, I hope the
did
Packers
did you get
win.
To eat at your restaurant last night? You didn't. Not. They made you sit out on the curb.
We have so much to get to today. A ton of weekend football. Of course, Skip's Cowboys heading to New Orleans. Will they get another win? I say no. Shannon's reaction to LeBron not being at the top of two different rankings. But first, you guys, you can't wait to jump into this one. Let's start with last night. Philly had no problem running through that Packers defense at Lambeau Field. Carson Wentz ripped off three touchdowns through the air, handing Green Bay their first loss of the season. Down seven late, the Packers passed the ball four times in a row from the one-yard line. But nope. Could not find the end zone. Green Bay got the ball with one final shot, but Aaron Rodgers threw a heartbreaking pick from the three-yard line that iced the game for the Eagles. Shannon, your biggest takeaway from last night?
Well, I think the Eagles showed who they really were. They had every reason to lose this ball game, short week, down 10, on the road, hostile environment. And being down 10-0, there's something happened, Skip. Miles Sanders gets a 67-yard kickoff return, provided them with a spark. Mm-hmm. They score a touchdown. Packers come back down the field, kick a field goal. Nice, 13-7. Mason Crosby kicks the ball out of bounds. Oh. They get the ball at the 40-yard line. They score another touchdown.
You mean old crossbar.
Well, what happened, Skip, is that he hit the first when Sanders brought the ball 67, he tried to overkick the second one and hooked it out of bounds. And, you know, try to overkick the ball.
So two short fields for your other famous
quarterback. And now you see why they call it what they call it, Skip.
Wince, W-I-N-C-E.
No. Yep. They call it Walker Tour. Now, I'm not sure. I didn't hear the sound last night. But my Twitter was blowing up. They said, oh, Joe Buck. They said it looked like Wentz handed the ball to a receiver down the field. Did he say that, Skip?
I don't recall.
You don't. Skip, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I don't watch with the sound up.
Oh, you don't watch with the sound up. Skip, the thing is that what they got, there are several things that needed to happen. The Eagles were like, averaging less than 100 yards a game rushing, which was 17th. They had allowed their quarterback to get hit. They had turned the football over. They ran the football last night, 176 yards. Mm-hmm. They protected Wentz. They didn't let him get hit, and they didn't turn it over. Mm. Receivers still dropped some balls. Alshon had a couple of crucial drops, but, hey, it didn't hurt him. And so when you go on the road on a short week and you're playing a good team and you're not playing particularly well, you need to play better. Mm-hmm. You need to protect your quarterback. And you really need to run the football. Skip, when you can run the football, it gets the defense on their heels. They just can't pin their ears back and come get your quarterback. I thought in the previous 3 weeks, they were just relying too much on Wentz. Hmm. And when I don't care how good your offensive line is, you get into a situation where the defense knows you're not going to run the football or you can't run the football, they're going to come get you. Mm. Now, I was like, here we go again. This is the fourth time you falling behind by double digits. Mm. You're asking for trouble, but he'll walk into him and says, not today, Shannon. I got this, bro. Mm. Just sit back, relax. I'm going to take care of this. Mm. I just want to put some on tape because I know somebody else watching. Mm. And you thought they were going to run away and hide. Mm. But I love what I saw from the Eagles. This is more of line of what I thought they were going to be, Skip. The Eagles really showed me something going on the road. Flip it over. It's not quite Halloween yet. Mm. And Matt LaFleur couldn't come up with a costume, so he said, you know what, I'm going to dress as Pete Carroll. Mm. And he did it, and he got exactly what Pete got, throwing it on the one-yard line. Skip, the first score the Green Bay got, Aaron Jones ran the ball from 3 yards, and he ran it in. Mm. Last night, you can't one run? You don't want to try it one time? Gee, come on, man. And Jimmy Graham, you're 6'7". Can you leave the one-handed catching to Odell? Mm. There are several times, Skip, he got to high point the ball. You're 6'7". You're going against a 5'10 corner. Go up and high point the ball. Mm. Don't let, because once you let the ball get to your chest, now you bring the DB into play. Mm. Go up and high point the ball. Get it at about 9.5, 10 feet. Mm. Come on, Jimmy, you're better than that. But Matt LaFleur, you got to run the ball. You got to run it at least once. At least one, Skip. An RPO down there, Skip. You got 11 guys within 3 yards of the line of scrimmage and the goal line. You're not going anywhere. Unless you got Lamar Jackson, a speedster, you're not going anywhere. I thought that was horrible play call in a sequence where you had four cracks from the one, you didn't get in, and then you throw the ball on second down and you get a pick. Mm. But I thought that was a huge win. I thought the Eagles played well, and they won the game. The Packers didn't lose the game. Mm.
So, now that our show is two-thirds over, it is my turn, and I saw a completely different game than the Hall of Famer saw. I don't know. I got to get a new TV.
You
I get
do.
To get my LASIK surgery improved. Well, I don't know.
You need to stop watching
I
with
saw
the sound.
It upside down from what you saw, okay. And I don't read my Twitter responses. And just because three people said, I think he just said he walked it to
him. No, he said it like he handed,
I have no
he handed
idea
it
what
to
you're talking about. Okay.
Okay.
So, as everybody remembers who watches this show, yesterday I made it very clear that for once and only once, I was rooting for Aaron Rodgers and that new invincible Green Bay defense to send the hated Eagles tumbling toward 1-3. That was my dream and my goal last night, so I was forced to root for the green and gold. Not just the green, I hate the green, but the green and gold. And I was rooting like a madman at my place, which isn't that far down the hill from yours up in Bel Air, but I could hear you shouting for the Eagles all the way down below. So the point was, that obviously didn't happen. Green Bay did not send the Eagles tumbling, and they're now 2-2. Mm. That was the bad news. But the very good news for me, my biggest takeaway from the game was, I feel a whole lot better about my team's chances, the Dallas Cowboys, against both the Eagles and the Packers. And the Packers come to Jerry World a week from this coming Sunday. And I'm really good because I saw a Packers invincible defense that just gets shredded by the run. And that it's not a new thing. That was 176 yards last night. And remember, the Vikings at Lambeau ran for 198, and the Denver Broncos at Lambeau ran for 149. So it's not a new
trend.
This is a trend, yeah. Right? So they're a flawed football team. And by the way, the Eagles, you want to talk about flawed? Their battered, beat up, no account secondary is just a complete and utter mess.
They're not very,
it is just not very a good, mess. Yeah. It's like, here, do you want to hit that guy or that guy or that guy or maybe that guy? It's just like pick an open receiver.
Yeah, it's bad.
And they had more injuries last night, and that poor kid that got hurt at the end of the game. Avante Maddox.
Yeah, but Zendejar caught him.
He caught him. Wow. I hope he's okay, but they said he was speaking and
moving,
actually joking around. So I think he's going to be okay. Now, back to my biggest ultimate takeaway from the game. Aaron Rodgers should have won that game by 14, maybe even 17, maybe even 21 against that mess of an Eagles secondary. And he blew the game. And my ultimate takeaway is he just ain't what he used to be. I've been saying it for 2 years on this show, but the stats are not lying. He keeps declining over the last 4 years in completion percentage and QBR all the way into this year. And as Pro Football Focus concluded in their breakdown at the first of this week, is he capable of making the key throw when you have to make the key throw? Because we know he's setting records for throwaways. And it haunted him and got him again last night where he couldn't make the throw to win the game. It's why he went 6-9-1 last year as a starter. And he's just not a winning quarterback. I see him losing confidence. I see him losing some nerve in the pocket. And I definitely see him not nearly as consistently accurate as he used to be. So, before I go through the sequence of the 9 minute left, first and goal at the one that used to criticize them for not running the football, let's just go to the end of the game. Let's go to the very last play of the game. Mm-hmm. And what happens on that play? Because it's second and goal from the 3 yard line. Mm-hmm. This is the interception play. So who is in on this play? Who is, do you see how they line up here? Yeah. They have inside, Darius Shepherd is the inside receiver. Mm-hmm. And why is Darius Shepherd in the game? Devontae Adams is not in the game. And Darius Shepherd is an undrafted rookie free agent from North Dakota State, where he played in 2015 on a national championship team with Carson Wentz. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's a weird connection going on there. But he lines up in the slot.
Yes.
And Valdez-Scantling lines up outside, and so it's kind of a Seattle play, but they're not bunched.
Correct.
Okay, so there's some separation. Mm-hmm. So Valdez-Scantling comes straight underneath, almost down the line of scrimmage, right?
Call that under.
Okay, completely under, and Darius Shepherd goes to the corner.
Yeah.
And guess what? He is being covered by Craig James, who is only in the game. I used to know a Craig James who played at SMU, worked at ESPN, good friend of mine, but
ED's got a Pony Express.
Oh, there you go. Pony Distress in a lot of ways. But Craig James is covering the slot receiver.
Guy. And
Malcolm Jenkins is outside. Mm-hmm. And they both go with Valdez-Scantling, leaving young Darius Shepherd all alone. Can we see this one more time? Darius Shepherd just breaks outside. Look at this. Look at this. It's the equivalent of a walk-in, but it's a catch-in touchdown because Aaron could have just looked quickly and flipped it. And I don't know, can the kid catch that? Because it's like a Jackie Smith Memorial Super Bowl pass where you're so wide open, you're going to just have to breadbasket catch it?
Well, Skip, let me explain something to you. What happened on this play right here, Aaron Rodgers can anticipate that they're going to blow the coverage. I got to go through my read. My read says, okay, he's anticipating that what's going to happen is that when he releases, Malcolm's going to go and the play is going to be underneath. They're going to get the pick, and he's going to hit it. He can't say both guys are going to jump Valdez-Scantling and leave the guy wide open because let's just say for the sake of argument, they don't do that. And he hitches waiting for the corner to come clear. You can't do that, Skip.
Okay, who's open? Okay, it's read 1, 2, you have to do is go to your second read. No?
Skip.
Look, two men jump all over Valdez-Scantling, and plus, he's not even beyond the line of scrimmage. Aaron Rodgers threw it to the wrong guy. He threw it to the covered receiver.
It's easy to say that now.
Craig James, who's in for the second play that he's been in the whole game,
he
reaches behind and under and gets his hands inside Valdez-Scantling and tips the ball up. So it bounces off his shoulder pad and up in the air, and bad things happen.
Right.
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 Okay.
But he blew the coverage actually because he was supposed to go with the number 10, the guy in the slot. Malcolm Jenkins. They locked it.
Like okay, so Craig James, who's like the third string corner,
yes,
he goes the absolutely the wrong way.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, Malcolm Jenkins is like, oh, my God, and they've got two on one.
Right.
So he's the covered receiver. And little Darius Shepherd just goes all by his lonesome away from the play. And it's like it's just a quick read. If you're Aaron Rodgers in his prime, you don't miss that throw. You don't miss the read. You're just going to flip it to him and the game's going to be tied. Or you're going to go for two and win the game, right? Is it not an easy read? It's an easy read because he comes wide open. And any if you're Aaron Rodgers at Lambeau Field, you just see that. I mean, it's like, bam.
But Skip,
it's happening right before your very eyes.
Skip is so bang, bang. And if you look at it, he doesn't look back immediately because he knows he's just there to clear. It's only after he's like seven steps into the end zone, he turns around. Where by this time, Aaron Rodgers gets the ball shotgun, and he thinks, okay, Scanlon. He's not thinking that they're going to blow the coverage and leave this kid scot-free. So catches the snap, and one step, he's throwing the ball.
Okay.
Instead of blaming Aaron Rodgers, I want to give them credit because that was a heck of a play.
Well, they blew the coverage?
Yes.
It was a heck of a play?
It was a heck of a play because guess what? The ball could have hit the turf. At some point, I mean, guys make plays, Skip. The ball popped up in there. How many times have we seen balls pop up in there and hit the dirt? It's like, oh, man, he should have caught that one. If he'd have caught that one, it would have been a different story.
Okay.
But they caught the ball.
So the guy who makes the play of the game is in his second year in the NFL, undrafted out of Southern Illinois, named Craig James, who hadn't even been on the field and wouldn't have been except for the collision between the two Eagles that sent one on the stretcher to the locker room. Okay?
But, Skip, not having Devontae, who I believe is the best red zone receiver in all of football, because he and Aaron have a communication in that area that's second to none. Whether it's the back shoulder, whether it's the slant, it's the underneath. Skip, they got 26 touchdowns over the last couple of years in that area of the field.
I thought he was Aaron Rodgers. I thought he was a transcendent throw of the football, greatest throw of the football you've ever seen. Now he doesn't play quarterback very well, and I don't see the lightning bolt passes that I used to see.
The man had 34 completions for 422.
Okay, against that, he should have had 622.
Man, stop it!
I'm serious about that. They should have won going away. In the first half, they had chance after chance. Mm-hmm. And again, your quarterback, W-I-N-C-E.
Go walk it to him.
He got two short fields in the first half, and he converted both of them. God bless him. Way to go. But his game stats are meager, right? He threw for 160 yards?
Very Dakian.
Okay.
Very Dakian.
Dakian. Dak's a 300-yard passer every game.
Yeah, whatever.
Every game he throws for 300.
But see,
by the way, against Wentz last year, he threw for 400. I don't know. Is that Dakian?
Well, he had three picks, too, also. But Skip, the thing is that when you look at it, there's no need for him to put the ball in harm's way when the Packers can't stop the run. Jordan Howard's getting 12. Miles Sanders getting 20, getting 19, 20. Well, I mean, why am I going to throw the ball? If you can't stop the run, it's a lot easier for me to turn around and put the ball in the guy's belly than me back up. It could get tipped, could get caromed off the receiver's hands like that one hit. It did hit a Scanlon in his chest. So, caromed, anything can happen. I can just turn around, put the ball in the guy's belly, and he pick up 15, 20 yards.
Even if Scantling catches the ball, where's he going to go? Is he going to get a yard?
No. But here's the thing, Skip. They still have two timeouts.
Mm-hmm.
You still have two timeouts.
Yeah.
And now you got third and fourth downs.
Okay. And what did I see? What do we see from Aaron Rodgers so far in that game? He couldn't convert anything. Can we go back to the first and goal at the one with 9:19 left? Because it's throw after bad idea, throw after bad idea,
Skip,
throw.
Jimmy Graham got to catch this.
Okay. Troy Aikman criticed this throw. That's the second.
Troy
Aikman criticized the first down throw. These are the four plays right in order. This is a throwaway. I'm going to go back to this one.
That's an RPO. Yeah, they had nothing.
Okay.
I don't like that call.
Okay.
Skip.
And then here's
Jimmy Graham. Look at Jimmy Graham. Get both hands up.
Okay. The throw is too high for a 6'7" guy.
Skip.
He's not a great catcher of the football. He has to go. He has to be 7'4" to go up and catch that ball.
Skip, you just told me that. You told me last week. If we get our hands on the ball, we can catch it. Jimmy Graham put one hand up like Odell.
Okay, well, that's all he could do because the pass was too high.
No, it wasn't, Skip. That man's 6'7".
Okay, and on the first down play, Troy Aikman said, you got to put some air underneath that. That needs to be a lob because he is 6'7". You let the DB get in play.
No, Jimmy brought the DB in play.
Well, you have to play the ball where
Skip,
it is.
I'm going to disagree with Troy on this one. I believe Jimmy Graham should have high-pointed the ball. All Jimmy Graham has to do, Skip, once he lets the ball come down to his chest, he's now brought the DB in play.
Okay.
If he jumps up because He played basketball. You go up and get it like you're getting a rebound. Mm. Let me ask you a question. Mm. Do you let the rebound come to your chest, or you go up and high point it? Mm. That's what you do, Skip. Mm. That's all he had to do.
You're Charles Barkley or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, right?
Skip.
Charles Barkley let it fall into his lap because he
was 6'4".
Screened off everybody.
But
right?
This guy's 6'7".
Okay.
6'7", Skip, yeah, and he's going against a 5'9" guy.
Yep. Okay. So let's go back to what I thought was the flashpoint key turning point play of the game, and it's the third and goal play in which they call a read option that in his younger day, Aaron Rodgers would have walked in on because he had real quickness.
No, he ain't walking in there.
No, you don't think so?
No. Right. Skip, watch it. If you're running back, watch how fast that safety appears.
It's Rodney.
Where are you going?
Rodney McLeod. Again, there was a time when Brett Favre was so light of foot that he could put a move on that
guy.
You
mean Aaron would put a foot?
I mean Aaron Rodgers would, yes. Okay, so when he decides he has nothing, what does he do? He just throws the ball away. What did he shatter? What record did he shatter last year, according to Pro Football Focus? Throwaways in a season.
Skip.
Because if he doesn't like a play, he just throws it away.
Skip, if you don't mind me asking, where are you supposed to go with the football?
I know exactly where I would have gone with
it.
You have 6'7 versus 6'2 standing on the goal line. You just do this. Here, and just play jump ball. Who's going to win the jump ball? If
Dan,
you throw him a little jump ball.
I just threw him one.
Okay,
on another side.
Throw him another one on 6'2 because you got him. He is completely isolated. There is nobody over there except 6'2 versus 6'7.
What the thing was is that I think that Jimmy thought they were going to run the ball because you see he hazardly. I mean, he just like bull jiving.
He's just standing.
And okay. He's like, what?
He's waiting. He thinks that. No, he's shielding him off. He screened him off. He's ready for a pass.
Mm-mm.
Make an attempt at it. Aaron's like, bust, throw it away. I don't even want to risk a pick here. Sorry.
Skip, live to see another day.
No, you got to make a play. This is it. This is to tie the football game. This is the Eagles on Thursday.
I know that's the earlier one.
It's the earlier one.
Yeah.
Okay, so the point is, I just don't see Aaron Rodgers anymore because he can make throws occasionally, especially against probably the weakest secondary in the National Football League, but he can't make the throw at the moment to win the game on Thursday night solo stage on Fox.
You know what, Skip, for me, having played the tight end position, and I played with a Hall of Fame quarterback in John Elway, sometimes you got to make a play for the guy. Sometimes it wasn't about John hitting me between the 8 and the 4. Sometimes myself, Ed McCaffrey, Rod Smith, we had to make plays.
Yeah.
Jimmy Graham, as an all-pro tight end, as a Pro Bowl player, must make a play.
Okay.
He had two opportunities to make a play, and he came up empty.
Mm.
It's as simple as that, Skip. Now, we can say, Aaron, you got to make better. No. Mm. No. Jimmy Graham is
Aaron Rodgers.
He is, and that is Jimmy Graham.
Yeah.
That's Jimmy Graham now.
But Jimmy Graham's here, and Aaron Rodgers is here.
No.
That's what we're talking about.
No. Yeah. But as far as tight ends, Jimmy Graham is still a viable tight end. Jimmy Graham has to make that play, Skip. He has to.
All right. So, in the big picture, Carson Wentz has a QBR of 73, as did Aaron Rodgers. Again, Dak leads the NFL with a 94. So 73 is just, it's better than average. It's pretty good. Scales 0 to 100.
Well, 23 points over 50 is very good.
It's pretty good.
Ain't no pretty.
But again, Carson Wentz won the game. But again, they're going to lose the war because they're secondary by just attrition because they lost two more players last night. And Ronald Darby has a pulled hamstring.
Yeah.
So they were bad to begin with, and now they're getting worse. And now they get one break against the Jets, but then it's like October, 19th, they got to go to Jerry World.
Okay.
So it's coming up. It's coming fast.
You make it seem like that's the House of Horrors or something.
Well, it's going to be for them.
No, it was not last year. No, I mean,
Hold
on. Are they undefeated since that building been open? Has anybody ever beat the Cowboys there?
No.
Yeah, you lose regularly there. So stop this notion that you're unbeatable in that building because you're not, because Eli Manning's name is on the wall for some reason.
Dak has beaten Wentz twice in that building. Already.
It won't happen. We already got this. So we don't even want to talk about that until it happens. We'll talk about last night. Look, how about give the Eagles some credit, Skip? We hadn't seen a team run the ball like they run it last night. We hadn't seen an offensive line. Wentz got hit twice. He didn't get taken down, none. Mm. And they didn't turn it over.
What was he thriving on last night to have 160 total yards passing? Play action.
Yes.
Why could he play action?
They
ran it 176 yards.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I know a guy that's leading the NFL in play action passing, touchdowns and yards. Mm. And why is that, Skip Bayless? Can you tell Jen? Because Jen, you know, Jen don't keep up with stuff like you and I do. She got to prepare for games. Who's leading that, Skip?
She keeps up more than you do.
No, who's leading? I want you to tell me who's leading for the people at home. Who's leading in play action passes, Skip?
Dak Prescott's leading in every category.
No, he's not.
So why wouldn't he lead in that category?
Actually, he's not.
Yeah, well, actually, he is in QBR. Overall QBR, all things considered, he's at a 94. And that's what he just keeps on doing because he nearly
won. Oh, he was at, so you want to bet 50 cases of dew he don't finish at a 94 for the season?
Who does?
I don't know who does. Are you talking like he's going to? Oh, no.
He'll be around 90.
Stop it.
Well, he will.
No, he will
not. He was when he was a rookie. He was at 90 as a rookie until they went to Philly for the last give-up game, and he played a couple series, and it killed his QBR.
All I know is my guy's won the QBR title. Has your guy ever won the QBR title? My guy did
it. Yeah. Well, he shouldn't have because he got hurt.
Stop, you know what?
Yeah, he should have been disqualified. So the point is that I'm loving what happened last night because the Eagles are a flawed football team, and I'm going to remind you that after they get the Jets, then they go to the Vikings, they go to the Cowboys, they go to Buffalo, they play the Bears, then they play New England, then they play Seattle. It's going to get only tougher for that team. And I give it up to them. They did win the game. I will give you they won the game.
And guess what?
And it was a big survival. But the truth was Aaron Rodgers lost the game. He had the sack fumble where he lost track of
Hold on. I know a guy that did that, the very same thing in the Super Bowl. And the guy that got him was the same guy. Mm. Well, it was Graham that got him. Barnett recovered it. Mm. You remember skipping the Super Bowl? Mm. A strip sack. Mm. And you criticized. That was just a great play.
That was when his coach, Bill Belichick, was giving up 41 points to the backup quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Dude, you just see
what did my guy do? After that, he comes back and throws the greatest Hail Mary I've ever seen to Rob Gronkowski in the end zone, and he hits him right in the hands, and he can't hold on. He hit him right in the hands.
Oh, so the ball hit Jimmy Graham in the hands. Yeah. He couldn't hold on to it. Oh, Aaron Rodgers got thrown right in the hands.
Two hands.
Well, he got two hands up.
Yeah.
No, okay. Skip. Hold on. Did you not see the Packers defense just give up 34?
I think it's way overrated. All I heard, we had Rob Parker on yesterday. Everybody's raving about the new invincible Green Bay defense. And what did we see last night?
Hold on.
It's porous.
Skip, I said I want – now, I was like, the Packers defense – remember after the Thursday night game, Skip, we watched the Packers and the Bears. I'm like – are the Packers D that good, or is Trubisky in the offense? I was like, I don't know. I said, I'm going to need to see some more.
Mm. Oh, no, I was screaming about
it. Yeah, in Minnesota.
Remember, like, Aaron Rodgers was on after the game.
Right.
I think it was on, what was that game on? NFL Network?
Yes.
I think it was.
No, it was us. Wasn't it us?
I don't think we had the first one.
Yeah, you're right.
Thursday night, the opening Thursday night game. Yeah. And he's on afterwards just raving about, I got a defense, right?
No, you played.
And I'm like, on Twitter, I'm saying, no. You got Mitchell Trubisky, right?
Right.
Okay, and then that got proven.
And then Minnesota. Well, Minnesota ran the ball for 200 yards. They just imagine, Skip, had they not fallen behind 21. Mm. They ran the ball for almost two bills, and they down 21. Mm. So they almost got taken out of the run game by being down. Mm. So in Denver, I don't even want to talk about them just yet. But anyway.
So, I'm so sorry for the Packers. I am. I'm knocking on.
No, you're not. No, you're not sorry. No, you're not.
They lost Jamal Williams on the first series.
Right.
That was a cheap shot by Derek Barnett. I think he knew it, and he tried to apologize or at least wish him well.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And then they lost Devontae to a turf toe. Who knows how he'll be in 10 more days.
Who knows how he'll be in 10 more days.
And how about Bulaga went out mid-game?
Bulaga's always out.
I got it. Who knows how he'll be in 10 days? I don't know.
Whatever, Skip.
What do you think?
Whatever.
I think you look nervous over there.
You catching break after break after break after break.
Because we got to give props to the run game, too, for the Eagles. Jordan Howard, 3 touchdowns, 2 rushing on the ground, and 1 through the air. Yeah. Great stuff, gentlemen.
No mercy.
Stop what you're doing and look down at your left wrist, because our friends at Movement Watches have got exactly what you're missing. Movement has you covered with tons of quality, clean, and all-around good-looking watches. They also have tons of sunglasses and offer interchangeable watch straps so you never run out of options for a new look. Movement accessories are the perfect gift for others or just for yourself. Movement watches start at just $95, so you're guaranteed to find something you love that won't break your bank. They've sold over 2 million watches across more than 160 countries, and their collections are always expanding. Get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to mvmt.com/undisputed. See why Movement keeps growing. Check out their expanding collection. Go to mvmt.com/undisputed. Join the movement. No mercy.
All right, ESPN releasing its list of the top 100 NBA players entering this season. And for the first time since 2011, LeBron James is not number one. In fact, the King came in third, Kawhi is at second, and Giannis is at one. The rankings pointed out LeBron's efficiency rating last season was the lowest of his career since his rookie season.
Wow.
Shannon, let me guess. Do you have a problem with this?
Of course I do. Fewest minutes of his career. Fewest games of his career. Still 27-8-8. Ain't nobody do that. Which one of the guys that finished ahead of him did that, Skip? And for me, what guy does Kawhi make better? What guy does Giannis make better? Skip, did you know that Kawhi missed 22 games? In those 22 games that he missed, his team was 17-5? LeBron, you know what? LeBron got injured with that groin, and then they shut him down. Do you know with all the games that LeBron missed, he played five fewer games than Kawhi? Let that sink in for just a second.
That's a great point. I like that. Like it a lot.
Kawhi.
Yeah, you finally made a good one.
Don't do that, Skip. Don't do that.
Bingo.
When LeBron got – the thing was, Skip, they could really never get a lineup because you, first thing, you know, Rondo, he gets hurt. And then LeBron got hurt. And Ingram gets hurt. And then Rondo hurt again. So they could really never set a lineup and says, okay, we're going to be able to play a couple of months and have these guys. You know, Rondo got suspended. Then he got hurt. LeBron gets hurt. Then Ingram gets hurt. But on Christmas Day, they were putting fourth in the Warriors, fourth in the West. It was only going to get better from there.
20-14.
Yeah.
Okay.
That, was that fourth in the West? Yes or no? And now we got the fifth best player, Anthony Davis.
You do.
Schultz AD.
I don't know how he got to fifth.
26-12-2, just rolling out of bed.
Really?
Now he's playing with the best player in the NBA. Watch what his numbers does. And LeBron said, you know what? Took a few pounds off. Look good to me. Look good to me. Been training, lifting. Like he slimmed out like about 250.
Really?
Yeah, Skip Bayless. So now LeBron says, I got to rest. For the first time, what, 5 BC? I didn't go to the NBA playoffs for the finals.
Yeah.
I got rest. I don't have to worry about all the scoring. I don't have to worry about all the rebounding. I don't have to worry about all the assisting. Ooh, Skip, y'all done got him teed off. That's what, man, like you said, the one man you don't want to bet against is Tom Brady. The one man you don't want to tick off.
Really?
6 foot
he's
nine.
He's going to huff and he's going to puff and he's going to blow our houses down.
And what he going to do is huff and puff. He's going to hoist the trophy. That's what he will do.
Interesting. So my biggest takeaway from this list is I'm scanning the whole top 10. And you know what struck me?
What?
Not one of the players ranked in this top 10 would I consider mentally tough. Not one player is a cold-blooded killer on this list. There's no MJ. There's no Magic. There's no Bird. There's no Kobe in his prime. There's no Dwayne Wade in his prime on this whole top 10 list. Again, they're all a little mentally fragile in different ways. They've all had their little meltdowns in little and big ways.
And every guy you mentioned, with the exception of Jordan,
caught
an L in the NBA Finals, so I guess they weren't mentally tough enough.
Giannis, number two, the quote-unquote king, James Harden, Anthony Davis, who was sub-500.
Skip that, y'all, that good stuff, read all that.
Steph Curry, who's come up smaller and smaller in postseason series, especially finals. But Joker, you know, he has his moments, but then do I trust him? It's Jamal Murray who takes the big shots for that team. Joel Embiid, I still love. And to me, Joel Embiid is still the best player on this list when he's healthy.
Stop it.
In the games he played last year when he was completely healthy, he was 28 points and 14 rebounds, and he will block your shot.
He need to go to a gastro special.
Okay, all right. And then
stomach always hurt.
Damian Lillard, we know how he flames out, especially against Golden State. And then Paul George, who can be George Paul. That's
Skip,
your top 10.
Skip.
Really?
You make it seem like it's a problem. that somebody lost to the Warriors. Mm-hmm. You know what the Warriors represent. Mm. There is no shame in losing to the Warriors.
Okay, but who made the Warriors the Warriors, invincible?
KD.
The guy who's not on this list. And would somebody please explain? Is he retired? He's just hurt. What other injured player would suddenly be excluded from the list? Does LeBron have some pull at ESPN where he can say, don't put it, just put Kevin on the list? That would bump LeBron to fourth.
Didn't the GM says Marks, I think isn't that the GM, said that KD's not playing this year?
Yeah, okay. But they even said, but they indicated in that press conference that Sean Marks that there's a chance if he comes along just shockingly well that they might.
If I'm KD, I've learned my lesson.
Okay, well maybe, but again, he's not out of the league. We just saw what he could do in the finals, right? Albeit in a small sample size, but we saw him change the finals for a little while, right? Have we seen him be the MVP of the previous two finals back to back, just taking over a game three in LeBron's house? He's the best player by far.
No, he's not.
Well, if he were healthy right now, wouldn't he be number one on this list?
Yes, but hold on. But you say he's fragile.
No, I don't. Yeah. Kevin?
He left.
Okay, but
mentally strong. I thought if you're mentally strong.
Mentally strong. Cold-blooded killer is Kevin Durant, and he showed it back-to-back finals. I never seen anything like it.
So what happened when he was in OKC?
Well, and LeBron Westbrook happened.
Don't do that, Skip. See,
well,
why you said, do that?
It was his handicap.
But every time
he concluded, I cannot win a championship with that guy as my primary decision maker.
So why does
it was up to Russell every time dribbling the ball off the court. My turn or his turn? I think it's my turn.
Skip, why do you do that? Every time when Kevin Durant has come up small, we always find it someone else to place the blame. Yeah. Everything wasn't Russell's fault in the OKC, Skip.
Okay, you saw what he did head to head, face to face, in LeBron's face. In two back-to-back
finals.
He
had the better team.
He's the best player. And when he stepped on the floor last year in the finals, it just changed everything. It had changed everything before that. You saw what was happening.
But
come on. Do you remember against the Clippers in the first round when they got in trouble, when he did in back-to-back games?
Yes. Give
it was just extraordinary. It's like, that's too good. Series over.
Oh, like we hadn't seen LeBron do that? Remember what he did against Boston? Do you remember Game 6?
Are we going back like 12 years ago?
No, 12 years.
No.
Do you remember what he did in San Antonio?
Okay.
Do you remember what he did in games 5, 6, and 7 against Golden State?
This is about now. This isn't an all-time ranking. It's about right now. And he did have his lowest value over replacement player, which is a key basketball stat. He had the lowest since his rookie year, and his player efficiency rating, as Jen pointed out, lowest since his rookie year. Mm-hmm. And he went 28 and 27 in the games he started. And if he's played a lick of defense the last 2 years, you got me because I haven't seen it. So you can't even say he's a two-way player the way he used to be.
Well, I think you'll see more defense because he will be asked to do less on the offensive end. Mm. Now, I'm not going to say he's going to sit in the chair for 30 minutes, nor should he at his age. Because we remember what Jordan looked like when he was in Washington trying to play defense. Mm. But that ain't none of my business. I don't even know why I brought that up.
After he was 6-for-6 in the finals with 6 MVPs, he took three years off.
He should have stayed off.
Okay. I'll buy that.
Yes.
That's fine. End of Michael Jordan was age 34 in 1998 in Chicago.
Well, I'm saying is just like a fighter.
Yep.
If you could retire and come out of retirement, let me ask you a question. What boxer you know, if Floyd Mayweather were to come out of retirement and fight, would take it easy on some man, he was 50-0. Mm. Man, he won all them, he got all them belts. Man, he got all that money. I'm going to take it easy on Floyd. Mm. No, they're going to bust him up, just like everybody did Jordan.
And just like everybody's doing LeBron.
No, they're not. Skip, stop it.
Doing LeBron.
Okay, of the guys that finished in front of him, which guy was 27-8-8?
Okay, well, obviously, the two above him do have problems. And I'm going to give you this. By default, LeBron on this list, to me, I'm going to give you this. He's still the best player just completely by default because I'm just not sold on Giannis. What happened against Toronto? He just got exposed. Mm-hmm. He's got no mid-range whatsoever.
Zero. If he can't dunk on you and get to the rim and lay it up, nothing.
So now it's a runaway overhype train on Giannis. Oh, he's the Greek freak. He's freakish. Well, and then what's he do in the playoffs? When it's really time, can he take over games? He doesn't have any mid-range at all.
No.
You wall him off, and it's over.
Yep.
Do you remember the classic quote during the World Cup? The Brazil coach, after they beat Greece?
Uh-huh.
And he said, why is this sport so wonderful? On the other side, you have a guy who won the MVP. He's 23 years old, and who stops him tonight? The guy who's 40 years old and kicks his ass on the court. That's basketball. Because they saw what, and he went on to talk about, we saw what Toronto did to him
right
in the playoffs.
Yeah, just keep
him out of
the lane.
So we just did that. Just keep him out of the lane. Yeah. because he's still a little willowy. He's not the strongest guy, okay? So that's your number one overall guy. So basketball, the NBA has never been deeper in talent than it is now, but it's not top-heavy as you know what, as right. LeBron once said about the Cleveland Cavaliers.
They were top-heavy.
Okay, huh?
They were top-heavy.
They were top-heavy, but the NBA right now is not top-heavy. So now I'm making a case that LeBron James is still the best player in this league. And do you remember that tape that circulated? Oh, we have just a snippet of it. Do you remember the tape? No, do you remember the lowlights tape from last year? Could we just see a glimpse? This is just a little bit of it. He threw it off the backboard. Come on, LeBron. Oh, wait, Kuzma just pushed him out. He pushed him out to play defense. LeBron, get out there on the shooter. LeBron's saying, I'm so cool, I'm so cool, I'm so cool that I'm going to kick this ball out of bounds.
You know what, Skip? You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Mario Hezonja. Mario Hezonja, last shot at the Garden, which LeBron used to own. Can you believe that? He blocked his shot.
He still had a
LeBron
triple-dub.
LeBron has no lift.
He had a triple-dub.
Mario
Skip, it's great. It's growing.
Mario came west because he wants another piece. LeBron, now he's a Portland Trailblazer. Do you believe in that?
That's when we, Skip, that's when we knew.
Wow.
I think everybody knew that LeBron was not fully healthy. He had no, come on, Skip. Mm. That step back was money.
Mm.
Money.
He is aging. He is an aging superstar. And yet, I have to give you this, because now it brings me back to my favorite player in all the NBA, number two, who quit on my Spurs. But when I look at what he does in the playoffs, he's not a closer. There's no closer on this list that I see. I don't know. I don't see any. But especially those first two guys, Giannis and number two. Look at number two in the fourth quarter and overtime of the playoffs. His plus-minus was fifth on the Raptors. He would disappear in fourth quarters and overtimes of all the big playoff
series.
He
was saving it.
Huh?
He was saving it.
And how about he was sixth best in plus minus on his team in the finals. There are nights when he just disappeared in the finals. But, again, Golden State was having all kinds of issues. Golden State had them until Kevin went down and then Clay went down.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he benefited from that. God bless him. He owned the offseason. Now he and George Paul think they're going to own the regular season, right?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah. We got something for him.
Yeah.
We got something for him. Yeah.
Well, sure. What's he got left? I'm not sure what's left in the tank.
Boo.
Your guy.
You about to find out.
Okay.
You about to find out what's left in the tank.
We will all find out October 22nd, at least starting then, when the regular season tips off. And, of course, you got preseason coming on October 4th. Great stuff, guys.
No mercy.
Hey guys, this is Jenny Taft, and I have a quick message for you about Noom. Some people think that all diet and weight loss plans are the same, but that's because they haven't tried Noom. Noom is a new, totally different approach to losing weight and getting healthy that uses psychology and small goals to help you change your habits, making it easy to lose the weight and keep it off for good. Noom combines the power of technology with real human support, offering as little or as much help as you want along the way. And since Noom is an app, it's always with you and easy to use, which makes it super easy to stay on track and reach your goals. It's just as simple to get started. Just go online, answer a few quick questions, and they'll create a personalized program just for you. Noom can help you lose your old way of thinking about food and dieting. So what do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/podcast, Noom.com/podcast, and start your 14-day trial today. Change your habits. Change your mind. Change for good with Noom.
No mercy.
The Cowboys go marching into New Orleans Sunday night, looking to remain undefeated. Dak Prescott takes his league-leading 90.1 QBR into his home state. Meanwhile, the Saints coming off an emotional road victory last week without Drew Brees. Number 9 continues to recover from thumb surgery to repair that torn ligament in his throwing hand. All right, Eric, you are a Hall of Famer with an incredibly sharp football mind. Who wins Sunday night?
Well, I'm going to use what Skip just said to me. He said to me earlier, so the Rams, y'all got a bye week this week. So y'all bye weeks are over with, huh? So all your bye weeks are over with, huh? Your bye week, you got to play a real football team.
You got to
play a real football team.
It starts Sunday night.
Thank you.
Oh, well, you've been trying to convince me you've been playing the first 3 weeks.
I'm giving in to you guys because you know a lot more football than I do.
So, you know, I'm going to go with the New Orleans Saints in this football game, and not just because Skip loves the Cowboys. But the Saints are hard to beat at home, very hard to beat at home. I mean, we found
that out. You went last year.
I know how hard it is to beat them at home.
Did you go to the game?
I went to the game. I went to both games.
Oh, that's
both games. So I know that the Cowboys have not beaten the Saints since 2009 in New Orleans. So that's a tough place to win. Teddy Bridgewater last week in Seattle, they made the playbook pretty simple for him because, you know, Sean Payton has a pretty complex playbook. And he still put up 3 touchdowns in that football game. The Seattle Seahawks, I mean, the New Orleans Saints controlled that football game pretty much the whole way. And one thing is, I think, and I know you're going to say this, that, you know, their defense is not that good against the pass. Well, you got to look who they played, the Saints. They played Deshaun Watson. They played Jared Goff. And you might say Jared Goff's not having a great game, great year right now. But, you know, they still played Jared Goff. And they played, who's the last quarterback they played? Russell Wilson. Yeah. So they played pretty much 3 of the top quarterbacks in the NFL.
And I'm making care of all of them better than your guy.
So, you know, I would have to say that for sure. And you got a defense that's very, very underrated. That Saints defense will get after you. Get after you a lot. And I know what they're gonna say. 21 ain't gonna beat us. We're gonna watch.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm going with the New Orleans Saints.
Very wise choice.
Thank you.
You have a
Shannon?
Score?
I'm gonna say it's gonna be 28-14.
28-14. That's 28-14. Will you give me 13?
No, we ain't giving you no point.
Give you nothing. Give you nothing.
You always begging for
Billy.
You favored.
I just want to see your conviction and your pick. If somebody really believed it was going to be a 14-point game, they'd say,
Well, give me 2.5.
Huh? Why?
Give me 2.5 because you got it.
Your pick, why would I give you 2.5? You're picking it by, what was your score? 30 to?
30-27.
30-27?
Yeah, 30-27. Saints.
I thought you didn't have, was that, did he just change his pick?
No, I got 30-27 Saints.
Okay. All right.
Okay. What you thought I had?
I thought it was like 30. More of a 30 20 game.
No. You bet me, I bet you 2K they won't get to 30 with Teddy
Bridgewater. Stands.
No,
you want that bet?
No, you won't.
Okay.
I think the thing is for the Saints to win, they need to get out early. They don't need to play from behind because you don't want to put Teddy Bridgewater in a situation where he needs to throw 45, 50 times to try to win this ball game playing from behind. They'll lean heavily on Kamara. They'll lean heavily on Latavius Murray in order to just try to establish their run game. But on the defensive side, I'm not letting Zeke in the running game beat me, Skip. I'm sorry. If Dak Prescott can throw for 375 and 3-4 touchdowns, Dak, man, that was a heck of a game, bro. You on your way. But Zeke Elliott is not going to beat me. Okay. The running game is not going to beat me because if you let them run that ball, you know what's going to happen? Dak's going to fake that ball in the belly of Zeke, and you're going to raise up, and guys are going to be running scot-free. And that's not going to happen. Dennis Allen not going to let that happen.
He's really good. They're really good on defense.
Yeah,
I agree with all that you just said.
Come get it.
And by the way, Drew Brees did not play defense. He just played quarterback, right? And a whole lot of people picked the Saints to win the NFC and go to the Super Bowl this year, in large part because of the defense, which is still whole, as far as I know, right?
As far as we know,
everybody's healthy and pretty happy.
Yeah.
And they're all spoiling for revenge because last year, backside of the year, Thursday night game at Jerry World, New Orleans lost that game 13-10. You believe in that? 13-10. So Drew Brees managed to score 10 points in that game. His stats were 18 of 28 for 127 yards. That was Teddy Bridgewater like, right?
No, it was Dakian. Very Dakian.
Dak hadn't had a game like that his whole career.
Prescottian.
Hadn't had a game like that his whole year. And last year at Jerry World, Alvin Kamara went 11 times for 36 yards running the ball. Is that good? That's not that good.
Not that good.
8 times he caught the ball for another 36 yards and didn't have much impact on that game.
How about you want to bet he'll do better than that this year?
But you just said Teddy Bridgewater is going to score 30 after Drew Brees scored 13 against virtually the same defense.
Yes.
Except we upgraded with Robert Quinn as a pass rusher, and he just played his first game against Miami.
So, Miami?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm just saying he just came back from a 2-game suspension. So all of a sudden, we've upgraded there a little bit, and all of our kids should be like a year older and better in this game. So I think my defense can hang in against your defense, which is really good. So it's going to be a battle, a barn burner, a low-scoring game. There is no way Teddy Bridgewater is going to score 30 unless they do what they did at Seattle, which is scoop and score on a fumble and return a punt for a touchdown.
Yep.
If you get 2 of those kind of touchdowns, you got me.
Yep.
You got me. But I don't think that will happen.
We'll get one.
Say we're going to hang in 20-17, but I do not have much conviction over my pick.
One thing.
Go ahead and tell them why.
Go tell us why.
Because my number one receiver, the guy who changed life in Dallas, Texas, mid-year last year, had an MRI on his ankle on Tuesday. That's the worst news I've had in a long, long time. MRIs do not happen unless something is wrong. They said the MRI was negative, but it ain't positive either when you have
What about the news I told you the Cowboys not going to the Super Bowl? That was some bad news. I told you that a month ago.
You've never been right on this show once. So why would I take that as bad news, right? So my point is, it could be harking back to my bad old days. The first half of the year last year, Zeke was just fine. He was healthy, and I think he was pretty happy.
Your quarterback wasn't playing well.
He didn't have anybody to throw to. His number one receiver was the running back. The most targets over the first eight games went to the running back.
Yeah.
So they're handing it to him, they're throwing it to him, and he says he drives a train. They go as far as 21 goes.
Yeah.
He's got to eat.
Yeah.
And he took us all the way to 3-5.
And guess what, Skip Bayless?
3-5.
And even once Amari arrived,
yeah.
Guess who they threw to the majority of the time?
No.
Zeke Elliott.
No. Amari made all the big game-busting plays.
Oh, yeah, he did in the passing game. But I'm saying Zeke was still heavily targeted. Yeah,
okay.
So Michael Gallup is out. And
I'm just saying. But, so I don't have my number. Yep. My number one is going to be about 50% of what he used to be.
That's football. Okay. Sorry, we can't keep him
healthy.
Well,
I'm just saying. I'm going in with one hand tied behind my back.
Oh,
and I admit it.
Okay, so
what
would be a bigger loss? You guys playing with an injured Amari Cooper or the Saints playing without Drew Brees?
Well, it's a huge loss, except I'm told Teddy Bridgewater's really good. That's what Sean Payton said. He's a starting quarterback.
Skip Bayless, imagine Drew Brees got the most passing yards and the second most touchdowns in the NFL.
You just predicted Teddy Bridgewater's going to score 30 on my defense, and I'll bet you 10 cases won't happen.
I'm good.
Why not?
No.
Okay?
No.
So you're just doing it out of spite?
No. No.
Out of lack of respect?
No. Teddy Bridgewater could start pretty much for a lot of football teams.
Okay.
I mean, he really could.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
I do. I think he's pretty good.
He'll catch that offense pretty quick. I mean, he's been around the league, so he'll catch that offense pretty quickly. And like I say, the defense is going to be the big factor for you. I don't think y'all will be able to move the ball on that defense because, like you said, if I'm the New Orleans Saints, 21 ain't beating us.
Yeah, you give me a healthy Amari and a healthy Michael Gallup, and he would throw a party. It would be Mardi Gras for the Dallas Cowboys. It would be. If I got two healthy receivers, it would be all night long.
Teddy Bridgewater said it's going to be Fast Sunday for me.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to feast on y'all.
Really?
If was a fifth, we'd all be drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, but your day coming.
Somebody's going to need a fifth.
I want you to come in with that energy on Monday. Yeah. All that.
I just told you I don't have a lot of faith in this.
No, no, do this, Skip.
I can't believe it, Skip. You're down on your Cowboys.
Well, down on my Amari Cooper is it. He changed everything.
Oh, you see what he doing?
He got a way out. So if he win, he like, see, you know, we
don't. No, he crying po' mile. Oh, I can't. Man, we without Amari, we without
Gallup.
Yeah,
yeah.
Speaking truth.
In Louisiana, we call that crawfishing.
That crawfishing.
Yeah, he.
Mm-mm. Yeah, and you guys are fishing because then it'll start. We'll start getting healthy, and then we got Aaron Rodgers.
You know what he does in your defense.
Hey, is Zeke not going to eat against that Green Bay defense? You want to put a case on that game right now?
No, no.
Thank you.
We'll also see what Sean Payton does with Taysom Hill in the Dome.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun to watch.
No mercy.
Are you ready for what's ahead? You can't always predict the future, but you can game plan for it. Generations of families and businesses have harnessed the power of Pacific to help them reach their unique goals. Whether you need to save enough money to meet your needs, ensure your family is protected, or make sure you don't run out of money, Pacific Life has a variety of financial solutions that can help. Pacific Life counts more than half of the 100 largest U.S. companies as its clients and has been named one of the 2019 World's Most Ethical Companies by the Ethisphere Institute, protecting what matters most to people for 150 years and counting. That's the power of Pacific. Ask a financial professional about how Pacific Life can help you game plan for your future or visit www.pacificlife.com.
No mercy.
When it comes to travel, we all know that feeling of wanting to escape to our happy place. Whether it's hitting the beach, the ski slopes, or just kicking it with your crew in a tropical paradise. And Priceline wants you to get there and be very happy with a happy price. So you never have to miss a trip. Let me tell you, Priceline has got your back. To make it all happen, my happy place is Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Picture this, crystal clear waters, golden sands, and sun shining down on you like it's your personal spotlight. That's right, Cabo is my ultimate happy place. And you know what makes it even better? Priceline's VIP family feature. You heard it from me. That's right, VIP treatment for you and your squad. Imagine being with your crew, soaking up the sun and living your best life. And while scoring deals up to 5 times faster, it's like scoring a game-winning touchdown on vacation. Now, who am I taking with me to Cabo? To that epic trip, that adventure? My boys, my ride or dies, my crew. Ones who've been there through thick and thin from the beginning to the end. I'm not taking any kids, no kids. Just me and the boys living it up. So what are you waiting for? Download the Priceline app today and save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your favorite happy price with Priceline. Make some memories that'll last a lifetime. Cabo ain't ready for me or us, but we're ready for Cabo. Thanks to Priceline, the real MVP of travel.
Bleacher Report put together their all-time list of the top 50 NBA players. Michael Jordan was at the top of the list, edging out LeBron James. Steph Curry comes in at number 10, ranking as the second highest active player, while Kobe Bryant ranked 14th. Shannon, what do you have the bigger issue with? Steph over Kobe or MJ over LeBron?
Yeah, Shannon.
Skip, look, I'm not finna spend like 35 seconds of my time debating. Everybody knows how I feel about LeBron, that I believe he's the greatest player in NBA history. But this is gross. This is gross misconduct to have Steph Curry over Kobe Bryant.
Okay. All right.
Gross misconduct. Yeah. Skip, the only thing that I can deduce from this is that they've heaped so much because Steph has changed the game and the way the game is played currently with the three-point shot. That's the only thing that I can deduce. Kobe has two more titles, two more finals MVPs, 8 more first team All-NBAs. Kobe made 12 defensive team All-Defense, 9 was first team. Steph has 0. Kobe could just do things. And I think another thing, Skip, is that people say, well, what Kobe did, we saw Jordan do it before him. We've never seen anybody do what Steph Curry is doing or has done. We've never seen it.
In the regular season.
Okay, Skip, in the regular. But now, it used to be, Skip, everybody wanted to dunk, and everybody had their tongue hanging out of their mouth and wanted to fly through the air. Now you got every 7-year-old to 20-year-old jacking up threes.
They are.
So now nobody wants to work on a post game, Skip. You got 7-footers. I see you highlight on my phone, 7-footers shooting threes. Ah, you 7-foot tall, get on the block. And so that's the only reason. But, Skip, I don't know how. And I'm looking at, they got a lot of guys in front of Kobe. I'm like, I don't know about that, guys. Nah, Kobe can't be 14th. There's no way Kobe is the 14th best player of all time. No way, Skip. No way.
And plus, he just owned first team all defense for a whole bunch of, until his body started to,
9 times.
Yeah, I was thinking it was 10, but nine times.
Well, he was 12 overall. First
team. That's what I'm saying, yeah. Yes. 9 first teams until his body betrayed him.
Yes.
Steph's not going to be any first-team all-defense ever. I mean, he's been a liability. Sometimes he can steal the ball. He can lead this league in steals, so I give him that.
Yes.
But it's to the point of criminal that he is ranked above Kobe, to the point of shock and amazement where I'm dumbfounded. I'm lost. I don't get it because, again, you know how I am. I'm all about the postseason.
Right.
And Steph's numbers – in the postseason have never lived up, especially to his back-to-back MVP seasons, that he just fades in the playoffs. Regularly, every number is down, down, down. Not dramatically, but just some where you say, well, he's not that guy.
Right.
When it's really time to be that guy. And then I will never forgive him for this, speaking of your man LeBron James, because in games 5 through 7 of the 2016 NBA Finals, when they had a, 3-1 lead, Steph Curry came up way smaller than he is at about 6'3". Mm-hmm. He looks smaller than 6'3". He doesn't seem to play 6'3", but he is 6'3" inches tall. But he came up like 5'3" in those last 3 games because he shot 30% from the field, 25% from 3 in those last 3 games. And I'm sorry, that was just in the fourth quarter of those games. Yeah. Where, and then we get to game 7, fourth quarter. Do you remember this? This is in his house. This is the game where Steph Curry, back-to-back MVP, you just have to win this game.
Take this over and it's all forgotten.
Yeah, and he goes 6 for 19. He goes 4 of 14 from 3. He shoots one free throw for the whole game, and he has 2 assists for the whole game to 4 turnovers. And in the fourth quarter, he managed 3 points on 1 of 6 from the field and 1 of 5 from 3. And he had that horrendous turnover.
Behind the back?
Yeah, behind the back into the fourth row.
Yeah. That was the Larry O'Brien trophy that went tumbling.
Yep.
and Skip, and you know, I get it. Steph has 2 MVPs regular season. Yep. Kobe has 1. But Kobe finished in the top 5 10 times. Mm-hmm. And there are times that people think Kobe should have won the MVP over Steve Nash, a couple of times over Dirk, and maybe once over Tim, because he was like 35-5. One time he averaged 31 points, I think, 5 rebounds and 6 assists. So Kobe was spectacular. Oh, you need 60? Mm. Kobe could go get you 60.
81, I'll do that.
I mean, and the way he could go get you those buckets was equally as impressive as Steph shooting a 40-foot three, because he can get it in a myriad of ways. He could post you up, he could fade away, he could put it on the floor, and he would, early in his career, like his first 10, 11 years, he wasn't going to the basket to lay it up. Mm-hmm. He was going to the basket to flush on everybody.
Yep.
I don't, Skip, look. And I'm sure the people that made this list, they know way more basketball and watch way more basketball. Mm. But this is gross. This is gross misconduct to have Steph Curry 10 and Kobe Bryant 14.
But I did love the top of the list because they did get that.
No, they did. I'm so upset. You know, I'm so upset at this. I don't even have the energy to debate you.
Really?
But you know.
You're out of ammo.
No, but you, Skip, stop it. You know what's up.
Yeah.
My guy's been great for much longer. Mm. Much, much longer. Mm. My guy's still great. Your guy retired. Mm. Your guy retired. Your guy never played these many years. Mm. And when he played this many, when he was this age, he didn't look like this.
Really? Mm-mm. 3-6 in the finals versus 6-0.
Team game.
6 MVPs.
Team game.
Really? Team game. Huh. My other problem with this list was I think Scottie Pippen was 19. That's just laughable to me. Stop it.
They got David Robinson in front of Kobe.
They did.
Really?
I know. Really? I'm a Spurs fan, but I will buy that. Nope.
They got David Robinson in front of King.
I know. Nope.
Stop it.
I'm with you. But, you know, MJ won 10 scoring titles. Your guy won 1.
Skip, my guy. Okay.
I don't know.
Skip, you know my guy wasn't trying to get buckets like that. He was dishing that thing. He was Skip, he's always been more Magic.
Yeah.
Kobe has always been more Michael. Mm. That's always been the case.
I saw your guy completely melt down in the 2011 finals in the way I've never seen a superstar melt down in game 4, 5, or 6. Have you?
You do realize, he melted down.
Yeah.
But that same Mavericks team swept Kobe after they had just won back-to-back finals.
All-time great. That's correct. You know, that might have been the greatest team ever assembled, that Maverick team.
No,
stop it.
All I'm saying is they swept Kobe Bryant after he was a 2-time finals MVP and they won back-to-back. Hmm. The Mavericks swept them.
All I know is that in 2013, game 6 in Miami,
got
I was there.
Yeah.
All I know is your guy once again, no clutch gene, took the shot to tie the game and labricked it so badly, long rebound. Chris Bosh kicked it to the corner, and Ray Allen saved his legacy.
Skip.
He could be 2-7 without that shot.
Why do you do that? But see, you won't Skip. There has to be context. Mm. You never say that starting the fourth quarter, the Heat was down 10 points. Mm. They scored 30 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I want later context.
Okay.
My team was up 5 with 18 seconds to go.
How you
blow that?
And 2 guys gagged it.
Yep.
LeBron scored 16.
Number 2 gagged it.
Hold on, what about Manu?
Huh?
And I got a problem with Manu
He's
being 30.
Way up on that.
Yeah.
They got that
that's
one right.
That's a bull jive, too. We'll debate that another day.
Right.
But you need to get some context to this. Yep. You keep saying he clanked it. But LeBron did have 16. He assisted on another 6. Yep. That's 22 of the 30 points he had his hand in the pot stirred.
Yep.
And then what did he do in overtime? Mm. Did he take the overtime over? Yes or no?
My team was shot in the heart.
Hold on.
It was just lying on the floor dead.
Hold on.
Shot dead by Ray Allen.
But hold on. You just said they were lying on the floor dead. Yeah. But you criticized LeBron for not being able to do anything in overtime against the Warriors.
That was horrendous. Come on.
That was horrendous by your
Spurs.
Well,
he wouldn't even take the shot.
Hold on.
Game 1 2
hold
years
on.
Ago?
Skip, y'all got a guy in Tim Duncan that's in the, I think Tim Duncan's top 10.
You got a guy 37. Mm-hmm. Kawhi's on the list. Mm-hmm. Y'all got three guys on that one roster.
Yeah.
And y'all didn't have the fortitude to come back? Mm. And then what my guy do to you in game seven?
Mm.
What did he do?
Ray, we were dead.
Yeah, who killed you?
Ray Allen.
No, he just killed. Stop that.
Allen killed. And then what happened in 2014? My team blew your team off the court by a record finals margin. It was LeBron James.
Yes.
And my team won in five games by a record margin.
That
never happened to Michael Jordan.
He never
had epic fails.
Nobody.
Your guy is littered with epic fails.
We've never seen a team shoot the ball from the floor like that. Not since, not before. And I just kept saying there's no way they can keep shooting. You didn't think they could keep shooting like that. And they did.
Well, maybe he needed Kyle Kuzma to shove him out to guard somebody on the three-point line.
No, he was still guarding there, because remember, he was still first team all NBA.
Okay.
Defense.
I didn't notice in the finals, but.
Yeah, he couldn't guard everybody. Huh. He just put up 28-7-6. His bass, he was terrible. Make me sick.
Yeah.
Gave Kawhi the business. Mm. I mean, think about that, Skip. Guys getting MVPs for holding LeBron to 33-13-9 and to holding LeBron for 28-7-6. Because both guys would average under 18 points a game. That's what they got MVPs for.
Well, I told you, number two didn't deserve that MVP. Could have been Ginobili. It could have been Parker. It's over, and it's okay. Everybody gets what's most important, that Jordan is clearly just better than LeBron will ever hope to be.
No.
Over.
I'm more upset. I'm just more, because everybody knows where I am. I've already planted my flag on Mount LeBron more.
Yeah.
So ain't no sense in me moving. But Kobe is that they wrong for this, Skip.
Yeah.
They out of pocket for this one.
You're like one of those soldiers who's still in his cave and the war's ended like 5 years ago and he's still dug in like he's gonna
fight. I ain't coming out.
Yeah.
We gotta leave it here, guys.
No mercy.
Time for our last topic of the day. After an 18-point comeback last week, Daniel Jones looks to keep rolling against division rival Washington in his second career start. According to Fox Bet, Danny Dimes and the Giants are 2.5-point favorites. Shannon, what do you expect from Jones?
Skip, I expect him to have a lot more trouble this week than he had last week because they have tape on him.
Yep.
In the preseason, teams play very generic coverage. I think Tampa underestimated his ability. How mobile that he was. They played coverage that's not conducive if you're playing a guy with his kind of skill sets. Because he can move better than – that's not Eli.
No.
I think they might have thought they were going against Eli because they played a cover five with 22 man, and he hit the gap and hit the game-winning touchdown.
Wow.
I would not be surprised if Washington beat them this week.
Agreed, because overnight, poor Danny Dimes went from an embarrassment for Giants Nation to savior of Giants Nation. And it took a missed easy field goal to launch the fairy tale.
And two PATs.
Right, and you got that right. I say he'll throw for 230, maybe a couple of touchdowns. He'll throw a pick. He'll lose a fumble. And I'm with you. I won't be surprised if Case Keenum beats him at New York.
New York, yeah. They do. But Jones, I mean, look, Skip, they got to look for something optimistic. Giants hadn't been good for a very, very long time. And he's the ray of hope because Pat Shurmur and Dave Gettleman hitched their wagon to him.
They did.
He better be good.
Here we go.
Consensus on something this morning. That's it for us. We're back Monday morning at 9:30 Eastern.
No mercy.
Thank you for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Keep an eye out for the weekend edition of the podcast tomorrow morning, featuring this week's best segments. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Facts, sports, one of one.